I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led dozens of U.S. Democratic lawmakers holding lights in a moment of silence on the steps of the Capitol Thursday night, the final official event marking the anniversary of last year's attack on the Capitol, aimed at disrupting the certification of Joe Biden's election victory. Earlier, President Biden ripped former President Donald Trump for inciting the deadly insurrection. In a forceful speech, Biden said the rioters held a dagger to the throat of America and American democracy. He said Trump keeps spinning a web of rigged election lies because he can't admit he lost the 2020 election. Biden said he's not just a former president, he's a defeated former president. For his part, Trump issued a series of statements repeating the false stolen election claims and saying Biden is just trying to cover his own failures as president. Fresh violence erupted in Kazakhstan's main city of Almaty on Thursday as Russia sent in paratroopers to put down an uprising in one of Moscow's closest former Soviet allies. Police in Almaty said they had killed dozens of rioters into the early hours of Thursday and Thursday evening, saw renewed battles in Almaty's main square, occupied alternatively by troops and hundreds of protesters throughout much of the day. The General Secretary of the ex-Soviet alliance, the Collective Security Treaty Organization, told RIA news agency the overall peacekeeping force would number 2,500 and could be strengthened if necessary. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote.